We are reading selected excerpts on the topic of the obligation of Nebuch toward humanity in the last generation. We are on item 30. This one is from Rav Kook, Letters of the Raya. Item 30. Have strength, my friend, to shine the light of the wisdom of the hidden in the world. Now the days are nearing when everyone will recognize and know that the salvation of Israel and the salvation of the whole world depend only on the emergence of the wisdom of Kabbalah in a clear language.
Shuv.
Again, have strength, my friend, to shine the light of the wisdom of the hidden in the world. Now the days are nearing when everyone will recognize and know that the salvation of Israel and the salvation of the whole world depend only on the emergence of the wisdom of the hidden light of Kabbalah in a clear language.
Well, I see that's clear. Let's keep going.
Excerpt 31 from Baal HaSulam, Exile and Redemption. In a word, as long as we do not raise our goal above the corporeal life, we will have no corporeal resurrection. For the spiritual and the corporeal in us cannot dwell together. We are the children of the idea. And even if we are immersed in 49 gates of materialism, we will still not give up the idea. Hence, it is the holy purpose of for His sake that we need. Again, in a word, as long as we do not raise our goal above the corporeal life, we will have no corporeal resurrection. For the spiritual and the corporeal in us cannot dwell together. We are the children of the idea. And even if we are immersed in 49 gates of materialism, we will still not give up the idea. Hence, it is the holy purpose of for His sake that we need.
Yeah, that we constantly, constantly have to aim ourselves correctly towards the goal. And in that way, our life will be organized correctly, because we are already in the last generation, that even corporeality, which we're in now, and we feel our life in a corporeal way, that too will ascend into a spiritual degree. It also has to rise into a spiritual degree. In the end of the period of the last generation, corporeality disappears from our feelings, and it all becomes spiritual. We don't understand how this takes place, but it will, because it all disappears from our feeling, as much as our will to receive will be more and more in order to bestow, as much as our desires will be more and more connected. We will feel how this corporeality supposedly disappears and disappears and rises to a spiritual degree. And that's where we will all exist. Keep going.
Excerpt 32 from Baal HaSulam, Introduction to the Book of Zohar, item 63. In our generation, although the essence of the souls is the worst, which is why they could not be selected for Kedusha, holiness, until today, they are the ones that complete the Partsuf of the world and the Partsuf of the souls with respect to the Kelim. And the work is completed only through them. Now, when the Kelim of Nehi are being completed, and all the Kelim, Rosh, Toch, Sof, are in the Partsuf, full measures of light, meaning complete Naran in Rosh, Toch, Sof, are being extended to all those who are worthy. Hence, only after the completion of the lowly souls, of these lowly souls, can the highest lights manifest, and not before. Again, item 32. In our generation, although the essence of the souls is the worst, which is why they could not be selected for Kedusha until today, they are the ones that complete the Patsuf of the world and the Patsuf of the souls with respect to the Kelim.
Because they have the biggest of you than before.
And the work is completed only through them. Now, when the Kelim of Nehi are being completed, and the Kelim, and all the Kelim, Rosh Toch Sof, are in the Patsuf, full measures of light, meaning complete Naran in Rosh Toch Sof, are being extended to all those who are worthy. Hence, only after the completion of these lowly souls can the highest lights manifest, and not before.
Hebrew 10.
Right. In the article, he writes that the spiritual and corporeal cannot dwell together. You're saying that the degree of this material in the last generation should rise to the spiritual level, but they can't dwell together. So, is that the crisis today?
No. Spirituality and corporeality isn't the material you see. It means the wills to receive and the wills to bestow. They all have to be inverted in order to bestow. The fact that I say that all of this world will uplift to a spiritual level, and that's what's written about in these words. This world uplifts into a spiritual degree is because upon all desires that we see the still vegetative and animate, that's what we see. It exists in us and not outside of us. As Bala Sulam explains in the introduction to the book of Zohar and Perception of Reality. So we will better ourselves to such an extent that even the lowest things in our perception, which are the degrees of the still vegetative and animate of our world, that we see it all in our world in such a way, those degrees too in us will be purified and rise to a spiritual degree in order to bestow.
Right, I'm not talking about the material world. It's like this new stage of perception that humanity is going through.
Yeah.
But he says they can't dwell together. So is there no solution to it?
The spiritual and the corporeal cannot exist together because it's klipa and holiness. That in order to bestow is spiritual, in order to receive is corporeal, and they can't exist together, either this or that.
So what's missing in human consciousness? What is the middle line that's missing in human consciousness?
The middle line isn't between in order to receive and in order to bestow. No. When we have some compromise between them, no.
So it sounds like there's no solution.
The solution is that all your desires that were in order to receive will be in order to bestow. And then darkness will shine as day. And you will have no desire left in order to receive. But until it's in order to receive, so there's the part called Klipa and the part called Kedusha. And the Parsa between them, the gap that they won't touch each other. And they cannot participate in one spiritual action together.
It feels like they interfere with one another. How do you feel? How do you live in this dualism?
Boy, I can't explain such a thing. How do you live? You live? Well, those are states that we go through until we overcome it.
Kazakhstan. Доброе утро, Раф. Большое спасибо.
Good morning, Rav. Thank you very much. He writes in the article that when we are in corporate reality, we don't disconnect from the main goal. I understand that I'm stuck in corporate reality and the friends are corrected. So when I'm in corporate reality, I can give to the friends.
With your qualities, you want to annul towards them and be included in them. Just like that. PT 27.
Can I ask about excerpt 31 that we read before?
Yes.
It seems like that excerpt, as Baruch Shalom says, in a word, as long as we don't elevate our goal from the corporeal life, we will have no corporeal resurrection, because we are the children of the idea. So it's the essence of what's happening to humanity, and the essence of what's happening to us is Nebaruch. It seems like it's different, written on different levels for the advanced, for the beginners. Is it like that?
Yes, I agree with you. I agree.
On the other hand, if I may add, it seems like something that a person, or the tenor, the group, something that a person needs to choose every moment again. Is that true as well?
It's constantly changing, of course.
And if we
are immersed in the 49 gates of materialism, we will still not give up the idea. If we're drawn to the goal, even if we're immersed in the ego, hence it is our holy purpose that we need. And that's our correction.
But the change maybe is that if the people were chosen few before, now it's toward all of humanity, each one on his own level, right?
Yes, it's time. That's called the last generation, that all of humanity comes into the same process, even though they don't understand and don't know about it, and we too, but nature already connects them together. Germany 1.
A question from my friend, Yuri. The lowest souls reveal the highest lights. What are these lowest souls?
The worst will to receive, if it starts aiming itself towards attaining the Creator, meaning attaining bestowal within it. So by that, he's doing the greatest work.
French.
Quel serait le meilleur indicateur pour voir que dans notre dizaine, l'arvut est bien en place? Parce qu'on parle bien aussi d'arvut.
Can you say what's the best way to measure if the 10 is in arvut?
To learn everything in arvut, if you connect together and you want to be in arvut, and that is the reason you're studying, and you want to attain such a connection between you in an even greater avut, so that's great. You're preparing a place for the Creator to be revealed more and more. By that, you're giving Him contentment. There's a hero in quantity and a hero in quality. As much as you connect together in the 10, you are a hero in quality. As much as you want to scatter, to spread your connection and add more and more secondary tens to your 10, that's called a hero in quantity. And by doing this and that, you're building a place for the Creator to reveal Himself.
Moscow 6.
Рам, исходя из последних событий, о чем я должен думать целый день сегодня?
Who should I be thinking today, throughout the day?
Today you have to think of one thing, that we, everybody, all of our world kli, need to enter the sensation of avud between us, and not in words, but truly in a heartful feeling, that all of us, all my friends around the world are in my heart.
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, when is the Rosh completed and can bring strength to the body? For example, a ten that connects and feels strength. What does it do with it? It turns to other tens? Or can it convey strength to what it perceives as the goof?
That is something we have to learn about. First, you make some order in your ten, then we'll speak onward. Tel Aviv 2.
Concerning what you just said, that we have to start feeling this avut in the heart. After the Congress and the whole week when we started learning the article, there's a feeling in the 10 that the avut is stronger and the importance of dissemination increased, but the heart is very closed. It's all very mechanical because we have to do it. How do you turn it around?
Think about it and work on it, and also work on your microphone. I'm sick of hearing you like you're in a barrel. Why are you disregarding your microphones? I will soon disconnect anyone who doesn't speak in a clear way. I'll disconnect him. He will never be able to ask. Finally, you have to be responsible to the way you're connecting.
Moscow 8.
Moscow 8.
Доброе утро. Вот вопрос по последнему отрывку. Выходит, только низкие души могут передать свет народу мира.
So it turns out that only the lowest souls can bring light to the world?
Yes, specifically us in our time, that we are the lowest on one hand. On the other hand, somehow we are still connected to the process of correction, so we specifically can be connected to all of humanity and pull all of humanity behind us. That's our uniqueness. Hebrew 10.
I want to ask again about the children of the idea. I heard you say before that all of humanity belongs to the children of the idea now.
I don't know what I said that about. All of humanity today is in a state where they are worthy for a spiritual rising.
The children of the idea are Bnei Baruch?
I don't know. I don't want to go into definitions that you don't understand about.
I'm going to ask differently. The desires now in the general public, should they all come to a state, the state where Baal Hashem is directing us, that our duty is to bring them to it?
I also don't know what you're asking. You are giving all kinds of sentences and interpretations where each one can understand whatever he wants. Ask like you should.
I'm trying to understand about our duty as Bnei Baruch now toward all humanity. Is there a place where our role ends and the whole role of humanity begins? I can't understand it.
Humanity doesn't have a role except for receiving from us what we must give them. The method of connection in all kinds of levels and all kinds of styles. That is it.
Michael,
keep going.
Excerpt number 33. From Rabash, article Purim and the commandment until he does not know. The matter of interpretation of a partner can also be applied between man and man, since this implies that later the whole world will receive the sight of merit. It follows that he did good between man and man by causing the entire world to receive the delight and pleasure that exist in the purpose of creation. It follows that he has become a partner of the Creator, and that through him will come the assistance by which everyone will achieve the purpose of creation. Thus, he has become a partner of the Creator. as it is written, I started creation by wanting to give delight and pleasure, and Israel exert to realize the goal by making kelim, vessels, that are fit to receive the upper abundance without any flaw, called bread of shame. Rather, even when they receive the delight and pleasure, they will not lose the dvikut, adhesion, called equivalence of form.
Look in what a clear way Rabash writes this. Read it again, please.
Again, excerpt 33 from Rabash Purim and the commandment until he does not know. The matter of an interpretation of a partner can also be applied between man and man, since this implies that later the whole world will receive the side of merit. It follows that he did good between man and man by causing the entire world to receive the delight and pleasure that exist in the purpose of creation. It follows that he has become a partner of the Creator, in that through him will come the assistance by which everyone will achieve the purpose of creation. Thus, he has become a partner of the Creator. As it is written, I started creation by wanting to give delight and pleasure, and Israel exert to realize the goal by making kelim, vessels, that are fit to receive the upper abundance without any flaw, called bread of shame. Rather, even when they receive the delight and pleasure, they will not lose the dvikut, adhesion, called equivalence of form.
Toronto 2.
Toronto 2.
A question for a friend in the 10. If a group such as North America is having a problem, should it find solution in correcting connection within itself, or should it concentrate on connecting with the world kli?
The problem is first in inner observation, each one on his own, and society and life. Our external society is in control of them and obligating them to behave like all Americans. And they won't give them an ability, just even a bit, to uplift above that into spirituality, into connection, into participation, into taking others into consideration. There is no such thing. They feel that the force of America is working in them. I am I, and the other one is there, and there's no connection between us. Mine is mine, yours is yours. And that's a problem. That is what is so outstanding in them. It's emphasized. And when we look at it on the side, we really feel, as much as the American foundation is so angry in them. And it could be that between them, they could be in a certain form between them. Maybe they're connected also to their friends that are here, these managers that are also in the American spirits. So that's why I can't be in connection with them. But the state isn't good. It's not a good state. And I don't know how we can uproot it from them. I don't know. Sometimes there are closer states, but usually it's such that it's very outstanding above the rest of the world, how it's something else. It's like a different planet, a very egoistic planet, very individualists, where everybody are You understand they're in a state that mine is mine, yours is yours is yours, mine is mine, you don't touch me, I won't touch you. And in such a guarding, obviously they can't be in a connection because they don't even understand as much as they're not connecting to each other. But they're only connecting in a organizational kind of manner. And I can't blame them by this, but society that they are working in. But that's what's going on. I don't want to talk about it anymore. It ruins all of our mood and the process, and I don't know what to do. Better if we take care of ourselves and advance. That's it. All the American groups and all those, the friends from BB that are taking care of the Americans, anyway, they're disconnected in their work from everybody. Everybody are snobs. They don't touch me, I won't touch you, and that's it. It's everybody's impression on them is such. Well, why am I speaking about it a lot? Not because of them. Not because of the American groups and
American division.
Not because the American department here. But we just have to learn from this, everybody, how the world is actually divided into those degrees of the ego. Kiev.
Kiev.
По статье вот он здесь пишет, что получение блага и наслаждения не прекратятся.
He writes here that receiving the abundance will not stop the dvikut. How does it happen? Do we need all three parts for this and the connection in the ten and to pass it on to the world?
The best is for us to take care of the whole world, but from the connection in the group. First of all, gathering in the ten, then coming out of the ten to all of humanity. Just as it's written. That's it. We don't have more than what Rabash writes.
В таком случае вот и возможно вот эта вот форма получения блага.
So in that case, is it also possible this manner of receiving the good, the delight and pleasure, or not leaving the difficulty in the reception? We pass it on this way?
Yeah, that's good. Obviously.
Как внутри удержать как бы в себе одновременно?
How do we hold it inside simultaneously, all those parts? Connection, pass it on.
That is the force of Avut, that you will be able to hold everybody in the right direction and not lose anything. That's when one man helps his friend be aimed in the right direction. Galil West.
It is written that the purpose of creation is delight and pleasure. So why are there so much suffering and blows in humanity?
Until you find the good in connection and mutual bestowal. That's it. PT8.
I hear the work of the friends in the American department that is not good enough. How should that make me feel? What is my responsibility?
First of all, understand that if you were instead of them, you'd be the same. God forbid, I don't want to criticize each and every one of them. It's just an example that if we were in such an environment as they are, our friends in America, we were exactly like them. Exactly. That's why what I'm saying is first, in order to shake them up so they'll try to come out of that influence of that environment, to put some protection on themselves so they won't be connected to that environment in such a way that the environment can influence me and I'm not aware of that. I always give the environment a calculation as much as they can influence me and what can they influence me as much as I resist them and won't let them burst out in me.
So how can I increase my influence on my friends so they will pass on the feeling to the whole clique? Because I don't have connection to the American clique.
You don't need a physical contact with them, like with one person yes and the other no. Try and be in connection with them in order to strengthen them to resist the external Americans' influence. That's what you have to be. Strengthen them, be with them, hug them, but again, only in one direction, that they will strengthen against the general influence of the general American public. It's forces, it's the forces of nature. And in such a way, we can protect them, shield them, and us, and be able to overcome even more and uplift even more. Because America is... It's convenient to be there, good to be there. It's as if we're in a free land, but now, according to the corrections, they are losing. They're losing their gravity. That it's not there anymore. So we have to help, and the main thing is to understand that everything they need is to be under that shield, that armor against the American public on them. And it's very, very not simple. The influence of the environment on man, we've been studying it a lot, and we feel it on them. And I feel it in a very strong way from them and from the department taking care of them on behalf of Bnei Baruch. Really, it's the same pride, the same don't touch me, I have nothing to do with you. I feel it from everybody, all that English department. That's the way it is. Well, we have to learn that. What can you do? And according to that, try and help. Well, let's let them give them a minute. New York 4.
Let's say a friend from America moved to a different country. Would he then be freed from the negative influence of America?
Of course, you change your place, you change your fortune.
So, should we relocate to a different country?
That's your choice. I don't know. I'm not saying anything about that. I don't tell anybody, I don't advise people whether yes or no. But obviously that the environment, well, again, should we learn the influence of society on man again? But it's a very, very outstanding example. Well, let's end here. There's not much to speak about this anymore. We have to do something in deeds. If you want to change reality. Info.
Today's schedule, at 10:30 there will be a writer's meeting until 11:30, and then from 11:30 to 12, a program in Russian with Rav. And like every Sunday, at 6:45 Israel time, the World Gathering of Friends, Shivat Chavarim. And now we'll continue to a song.
When I can't wait myself, I need you here. calling for your help. I keep on searching for light. My heart feels frozen in this broken piece of life. Won't you please, 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 please help me? Let's do it together. No one is ever on their own. We'll break these walls between us. Let's fill the emptiness, and we'll never be alone. We are the people.